news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump finally addressed the coronavirus threat by convening an actual press conference in the actual White House briefing room. Only the second time in his more than 3 years in office that he stood at that podium. And true to form, he lied about the threat and showed his complete ignorance on the subject.
There's no reason to be panicked about. But when I mentioned the flu, I said, actually, I asked the various doctors, I said, is this just like flu? Because people die from the flu. And this is very unusual. And it is a little bit different, but in some ways it's easier and in some ways it's a little bit tougher. But we have it so well under control. I mean, we really have done a very good job.
After downplaying the threat from the likely pandemic, Trump surprised everyone, including his Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, when he announced his choice to lead the government's response.
He's been terrific in many ways, but he's also very good on health care. And we really followed him very closely. A lot of states do. When Mike was governor, Mike Pence of Indiana, they've established great health care. They have a great system there, a system that a lot of the other states have really looked to and changed their systems. They wanted to base it on the Indiana system. He's very good. And I think, and he's really very expert at the field. And what I've done is I'm going to be announcing exactly right now that I'm going to be putting our Vice President Mike Pence in charge. But he's got a certain talent for this.
Despite Trump's assertion that Pence is really very expert in the field and that he's got a certain talent for this, one need look no further than his tenure as governor. Pence wrote an op-ed saying, smoking does not kill. He doesn't believe climate change is real. He takes issue with the effectiveness of condoms. And the worst HIV outbreak in Indiana's history happened on his watch in 2015. As a member of Congress, Pence had voted to cut funding for Planned Parenthood, which led to the closure of a clinic that had been the only HIV testing center in Scott County, Indiana. 2 months passed from the start of the outbreak in 2015 before then-Governor Pence declared a public state of emergency. As cases spiked, Pence reportedly turned to prayer. I kid you not. Shortly after Trump's news conference, the CDC announced that one American who had not traveled abroad and had not had contact with anyone who had contracted the virus. As of Thursday morning, according to the latest information, COVID-19 has killed 2,804 people around the world and infected at least 82,171 people in some 50 countries. The virus has been confirmed on every continent but Antarctica. Hundreds of new cases have already been reported today in China and South Korea alone. From the Purging Continues files, the White House demanded the ouster last week of Pentagon Policy Chief John Rood after the former industry executive opposed the administration on plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria and its policy toward Chinese tech giant Huawei. According to six current and former officials, Trump's campaign to root out anti-Trump members of his administration following his impeachment acquittal provided the NSC the perfect opportunity to finally oust Rood. The hits just keep on coming. The House of Representatives on Wednesday overwhelmingly passed legislation that would classify lynching as a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, which was introduced by Congressman Bobby Rush of Illinois, passed on a 410-4 vote. The four who voted against the bill were Republicans Louie Gohmert of Texas, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Ted Yoho of Florida, and independent Justin Amash of Michigan. I don't get it. The legislation is named after Emmett Till, a 14-year-old African-American boy who was lynched in 1955 in Mississippi. The House vote came decades after the House first approved the bill, originally introduced by Congressman Dyer of Missouri. That legislation was ultimately filibustered and defeated in the Senate. The bill is expected to go to the Senate by the end of the week, before the end of Black History Month, and if it passes, will then make its way to the Oval Office. Donald Trump couldn't possibly not sign it. Or could he? and six people are dead in a shooting at the Molson Coors complex in Milwaukee, prompting a renewed call from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for gun control legislation. An employee stormed the Molson Coors complex on Wednesday and killed five people before turning the gun on himself. Police haven't yet named the 51-year-old shooter or any possible motive, but they did say he had been an active employee at the brewing company. All the victims were Molson Coors employees, and they were all found in the same building. The attack is one of Milwaukee's deadliest mass shootings and the 11th mass shooting in Wisconsin since 2004.
If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.